Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. It's 2058. NYPD Detective Nick Garvey and Lenora Allison, president of the battered and reeling United States, are battling the many remaining remnants of the murderous World Council. They must confront the forced introduction of a man-made killer plague and the destruction of the newly created Friendship City. President Allison succeeded in her fight to destroy the first plague, only to learn a second, more deadly one was imminent. Ishmael, the mysterious new leader of the World Council, has decided to destroy Friendship City, an autonomous joining of Brownsville, Texas, and Matamoros, Mexico, where the citizens are developing their own protective Bill of Rights. Can the second plague be destroyed? Why is Friendship City spiraling into chaos? Can Ishmael be destroyed? Well, that's the storyline told in the highly acclaimed futuristic thriller Friendship City by Carl H. Mitchell. Carl has an engineering and computer background, lives in Tarpon Springs, Florida, with his wife of 59 years, Marianne. He was born in Hollywood, California, earned his bachelor's degree from Stevens Institute of Technology in Hoboken, New Jersey, worked for IBM for 35 years in both the technical and managerial ranks, had a penchant for writing from a very young age, drawn into the world of fiction as a young teenager by Victor Hugo's The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Isaac Asimov and Ernest Hemingway completed his capture. Carl writes both to entertain and definitely to challenge the readers, which is what he does in his new book, Friendship City, Hanging by a Thread. And Carl H. Mitchell back with us on This Week in America. Carl, welcome back to the program. Always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Love talking about this book, and you have such a creative mind, and this world that you've created is a fascinating world. You can't just read a chapter and think, I'm going to go to bed now. You got to sneak in a couple more before you fall asleep for the night, wondering what's going to happen. What actually inspired you to write this series of dystopian novels, which you do so well?
Well, I think basically it was a long time. Yeah, I didn't start till I was very early in my 70s. I tried short stories and stuff before that, but then I projected, well, you know, maybe in the future things would sort of spiral in a negative direction. And one of the things that I felt was of a concern to citizens was the government trying to rule our lives and tell us what to do from A to Z. And when I, back in the, you know, say 2010, 2011, that wasn't as prevalent maybe as it is now. There's a little bit more increase, I think.
Yes.
But people canceling out other people's accounts on social media because they don't agree with them. And that was the other thing, that people should work together. That's why in Friendship City, there was two cities, Brownsville, Texas, and right across the Rio Grande, Matamoros, Mexico, that were working together. You know, they shook hands and what have you, but they were attacked by the World Council, the Ishmael, and he didn't want people to work together. And the citizens petitioned Mexico and the United States to let them become an autonomous city ruled by their own citizens. It was agreed upon. They formed Friendship City, that was their choice for a name. And they started a Bill of Rights to protect the different cultures working together. And that is what infuriated Ishmael and the World Council, the dystopian leaders, if you will.
You know, it's a fascinating story that comes alive in Carl's book. The new one is Friendship City, Hanging by a Thread. That and Sundown, both available wherever you buy books. And I'll direct you to Carl's website as well, which is very simple, carlhmitchell.com. Book available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. And all of that, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned you started writing novels in your 70s, and the obvious question, because you're so talented at this, is what took you so long? And I understand you actually started writing at a young age. What took you so long, and what made you decide, okay, now's the time to write these stories?
Well, let's see, I think my first story, I had access to a typewriter when I was about 8 years old, and I wrote a two-page story. I don't know where it is now, but it was a sort of a two-page thriller because of the family of a son, young son, was broke. A fellow with a gun broke into the house and threatened them. The little boy was in the kitchen, and what he did was put kernels of popcorn into a pot. Covered it, turned it up, the heat up fast, so that all of a sudden there was pop, 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 pop.
Ah.
And the intruder got all shook up and left. And so that was my first story.
I love the imagination. Even at that age, you had a vivid imagination.
Well, I liked popcorn, too.
A good imagination and a love of popcorn, it all combined for the first thing at the typewriter when Carl was there. Talk about the evolution where you got to the point where you decided in the 1970s, I got a story here I want to share.
Well, I had, as I, got older, I wrote, maybe in high school, I started writing a short story or two, but I was a C+ student, so I had to keep studying, and that took away some time from writing. And then I got into college, and I had to keep my grades up, and so there wasn't much time to write there. I would think about it, and then when I graduated, I met my wife, future wife, and she was the president of her sorority, and she was a competent and confident individual, I think that led me to, in the story eventually, years later, to have the president of the United States be Lenora Allison, a very competent and proficient individual. My mother was the same too, confident and what have you. And so I guess I felt women can do just as well as men. And
in many cases better, as you bring out.
Yes,
these are people that handle a very tough situation. And you've taken several genres and sort of combined those for Sundown and now Friendship City. Talk about doing that, an interesting concept.
Well, it was, there was the police procedural. And in fact, I guess in 2021, it won the American American Book Fest, won first place in the mystery suspense
procedural. Fantastic, congratulations.
And but I, it was a futuristic environment. I figured that I was pushing it out in time, and I wanted to give time enough for a dystopian environment to take hold. And so the first book took place in 2057. And it was published in, I think, late 2017. And then I switched over to write Friendship City, Hanging by a Thread. And it became more threatening, the World
Yes.
Council, dystopian environment.
Carl Mitchell, our guest on the program, his website, carlhmitchell.com. Book available wherever books are sold. That's his website. Great information there. You can order the books there as well. Books available Amazon, the usual places. You mentioned, and I talked about Sundown. That was the first in the series. Let's talk about that for a few seconds here. What was the debut novel, Sundown? What was that about? Give us a brief synopsis of Sundown.
Well, Sundown, the World Council started by its founder, Jason Beck, had one way or another gained control of all the world's oil. And so he used that control to make each company that wanted something from the World Council, they had to basically get down on their knees and beg. And the president, Lenora Allison, figured the only way to counteract that was to find a different source of energy. She used a 30-year-old Japanese satellite still circling but not being used to beam down sun energy onto a grid that she had constructed over Manhattan. And Jason Beck was out to destroy that. And so that was the story, basically, the tussle and what have you.
It was a remarkable job for the first book of Sundown. This book was praised by the Kirkus Reviews, the prestigious Kirkus Reviews. They said the book was a beefy police procedural with well-developed sci-fi and espionage touches. Yeah. What was it like for you, who put this off for oh so many years? You write the first book and suddenly you're getting great reviews all over the place, and in particular Kirkus Reviews. What was that like?
That was exciting. And in fact, I had my book edited and what have you by a professional author, William Greenleaf. And he at the end said, "Hey, you've got a very good book." I said, "Yeah, okay, well, you know, that's nice to hear." And then when Kirkus came along and said the same thing, you know, I celebrated, took my family and a neighbor or two out to a nice restaurant and treated them to, I guess a bottle of wine, maybe two. You know? But it was interesting. It was exciting.
What an exciting time. And follow it up with Friendship City. This is a book that's receiving rave reviews. Such an interesting story, again, that you continue the second in the series. What's the sequel, Friendship City, about? I sort of did a synopsis in the beginning. Do it in your words, where you are in 2058 in Friendship City.
Well, after the conquering of supposedly of at least a lot of the World Council, the new leader, Ishmael, introduces a man-made killer plague into the both sides of both coasts of the United States. And President Lenora Allison, she gets keyed up and gets those neutralized and what have you.
Yes.
But then the plan was, hey, there's a new one, more dangerous. We knew you could do conquer the first one, but you can't do the second one. And so she pulls in Nick Garvey and a lot of other people to try and counteract and solve the problem. In fact, it also received good reviews by Kirkus, and we're dealing with, Gampy Media, and they are working up a screenplay. Hopefully we can get it, their hopes. I keep my fingers crossed, but their hopes are to get it made into a movie.
It comes alive. Both of these books, they're very visual in terms of as you're reading the story, and you can see, maybe put your favorite actors in these different roles, and you can see the story unfold in your mind as you're reading, which is another reason Friendship City and the first book in the series doing so well, Sundown. Let's talk a little bit about the challenges you have in writing this. It's several different genres. You're looking into the future. Talk about research, writing, editing the books. And on top of that, they're action-packed. They have a lot of knowledge, a lot of thought-provoking material, and a lot of action as well. How difficult is that to blend all of those?
As far as research, I use the internet. For instance, I've never been to Matamoros, Mexico, Brownsville, Texas, but I can find out what the streets are, you know, through several different map applications. And so that research, and as far as maybe pandemics or what have you, that again can be researched. Blending the, and I just feel we're all going to be in the future. And it would be good to try and each one of us you know, have our own vision, share it, and not attack each other. And that was my goal to, in writing Friendship City, actually even in Sundown, not to cancel each other. I feel sometimes what we're, I've told several people, sometimes when people cancel each other, it's like kindergarten students.
Exactly, yes.
And in Sundown, I had a meeting where one of the good guys there, there was a whole lot of people, and one guy was complaining, and for the maybe the 10th, 15th time meeting about something. And the moderator that was leading the meeting, again, a good guy, said, you're getting to be a grump. And the audience picked up on that. And sang Ring Around the Rosie, Pocket Full of Posy. So they were telling him by song that you're doing something silly like a kindergarten student.
Exactly. Carl Mitchell is our guest on the program, talking about his two books, Sundown, and the newest one, Friendship City. You have the Bill of Rights in there. I want to just touch on that briefly, because this really is a part of the book that gets us to thinking, what would we do differently if we did a Bill of Rights in our case, 2023, in their case, 2058? You talk about Bill of Rights and immigration. How about education? That's included in there. The trade-offs that were made. Just briefly, talk about in writing that, because it's very thought-provoking, because, again, we consider, what would we do if we had to go back and establish a new Bill of Rights?
Well, that was the proposal. I came up with the first 10 Bill of Rights myself, but then I figured it's, since the citizens of this fictional city should be proposing, I asked other people that I met on the internet or friends or what have you. So there was another 18 proposed. And in the story, it's the citizens that propose it and vote it. A politician can, you know, he can suggest, but they, you know, the politicians, their responsibility is to serve the people, not rule them. And that's basically what I try. The Bill of Rights has obligations, and most of the obligations fall on politicians and bureaucrats. Bureaucrats have no, in this story, have no power to make any rules or laws. They just, you know, enforce what rules
yes.
have been established by the citizens. And hopefully the, you know, well, like Friendship City is going to be displayed in the Los Angeles, Book Fest.
Oh, Book Fest out there. Yeah, that's like a major. That's one of the top book exhibitions in the world. And the book is doing so well, and I keep emphasizing that. The reviews have been excellent, and I encourage you to visit Carl's website, carlhmitchell.com, to get information and purchase Friendship City, Sundown, I guess the first in the series that you'd be talking about. Time is going by so quickly. I want to go back to this plague again. When you wrote this book, did you have any idea that we'd be talking for the last couple of years about basically a plague and the question man-made, and we still are not quite sure, was COVID man-made? People will still make an argument it was man-made. What are your thoughts on that, and how pressing you were in talking about this?
No, I outlined both stories in reasonable detail by, say, 2012. I finished and submitted for publication Sundown in 2016, late, you know, and it came out late in 2017. And by that time I had started on Friendship City, which had the man-made plague. So 2018, I started really getting the drafts done. And 2019, and very early 2020, I finished, wrapped it up, and sent to my publisher, Covenant Books. And then they put it together, released it through Ingram. And that was what happened. As I say, that's going to the Los Angeles Book Fest and University of Southern California this April. I think it's 22nd and 23rd.
You could very easily Google that, and we'll try to get that up on our website as well. So you've got information there. And in the meantime, get information at Carl's website. So many issues dealing with energy shortage at the time that you deal with in the book Friendship City. The country, and I want to talk about this in just a few seconds we have left, the nation is divided sharply in both of these books. How do we get people to come together as you're, you know, you created this fictional world where it's happening. You're seeing it happen every day on the news and in the newspapers. How do we get us all to come together and protect our free speech rights, First Amendment rights at the same time?
Yeah, I'm not an expert on that. I think it's people eventually have to see what happens when you cancel each other and you disagree and you've got your fist clenched all the time. We don't make as much progress as if we can. You can unclench and shake a hand once in a while and say, I don't agree with you, but hey, you know, you're entitled to your opinion, and we'll listen if you listen to me too. Right now, I don't know, politicians I think on both sides are probably, I won't say encouraging it, but from their perspective, what they're doing is sort of fomenting it. So I think we have to control a bit more of the politicians and say it's the citizens that make the rules.
Yeah. It's thought-provoking and touched upon in Carl's books, Sundown and Friendship City. I take one time for one more question, because again, you address this in a different way, but it's an issue that we deal with. Where is the greatest danger to the United States, do you think? Is it domestic or foreign? And then the next obvious extension of that, will the next big war be fought against nations or against terrorists? What are your thoughts, just from the research that you've done?
Well, I think the greatest threat physically, you know, armament and what have you, is from other, you know, outside the United States. China, Russia, Iran, etc. But what enables that, I feel, is the fracturing within the United States that just, you know, removes our attention from the outside, and we sort of yell at each other. And while we're yelling at each other, you know, China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, they're chafing their hands and say, "Okay,
yes,
give this." So I think that's the problem. I think if we at least ease up a little bit on each other and work together a little bit better than, you know, maybe like we did 20 years ago, that we might be more focused on who these evil, you know, China is a dystopian. They, you know, we don't mention it too much, but they have a group of people that they put in prison, you know, they send off
yes.
to someplace, and that's not what we want.
You get us thinking about that, and as you say, we need to think about that before it's too late to think about that. And Carl does a wonderful job in both of these books. It's a great story. It will get you thinking. It will entertain you. Both of the books still available: Sundown, highly praised; Friendship City, Hanging by a Thread, another book that's critically acclaimed, award-winning book as well. And again, that will be on display at the Book Fair Book Exposition at Los Angeles in California, and we'll get all that information to you as well. I'm going to take 30 seconds here. What are you working on now? Do we have a third book that'll be coming out soon?
Oh, yeah. Well, this was designed to be a trilogy.
I know, but I can't wait for the third one.
Yeah, well, I'm getting getting into it now.
Perfect.
All, you know, thrillers and what have you, you've got people that do their main job, but they have to have problems at home they have to deal with. And so one of the problems that Nick Garvey had was his daughter. And she's coming into prominence in the third book, and is going to be contributing. And so I feel again that this, I'm hoping to be able to finish it by the end of the year, maybe the first quarter of next of 2024.
Well, we'll be looking forward to that. And in the meantime, if you haven't done so already, Sundown, Friendship City, Hanging by a Thread, both of the books are available. Carl's website is very simple, carlhmitchell.com. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. We'll have links on our website that will take you right to Carl's website. Carl, always a pleasure. Look forward to continuing our conversation. Congratulations on the success of both of these books. Look forward to having you back on the program. Thank you for being with us.
Okay. Thank you very much, Rick.
Always a pleasure. Carl H. Mitchell, author of the book, Friendship City, Hanging by a Thread, and the first book, Sundown. You'll find it all at carlhmitchell.com, and information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.